evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Hundreds attended the funeral of a young shop assistant who was murdered by a 19-year-old in a tobacco shop last Wednesday. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán suggested yesterday that the issue of capital punishment should stay on the agenda. This statement caused outcry among the opposition parties as well as in Brussels.
The cemetery of Kaposvár is full of mourners. Every tobacco shop closed its doors for the time of the funeral. Following last week's murder of a tobacco shop assistant, a Finnish lawmaker asked tobacco shop owners to get rid of the shades, thus going against the law to make shops transparent. I call upon every shop owners to remove the shades to prevent such disastrous crimes from happening again in the country, said Attila Gelencsér. He added that though capital punishment may go against the Hungarian basic law, the issue might still be revisited. The Prime Minister brought up the consideration of capital punishment the day before in Pécs. I thought when we introduced the three strikes law and actual life imprisonment 2 years ago that the measures were enough. Now I can see that this is insufficient to deter criminals. So I suggest that debates around the possible reintroduction of the capital punishment should be continued. It must be made clear to criminals that Hungary will use all means to protect its citizens. The European Commission and the European Council is also against capital punishment. Rules governing this is enshrined in the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the EU. No European Union member state applies capital punishment. However the issue may be brought up before the European arena, should the public of a member state wish so, said Fidesz group leader Andor Rogan. The Interior Minister said several measures should be brought to force to reduce the number of crimes committed. To achieve this, public cooperation is needed, from education, from respecting common rules, to applying a number of penalties, said Sándor Pintér. The suspect of a murder was apprehended within 24 hours. He confessed to the killing and said he had been in desperate need of money, and he premeditated his action. He only managed to steal no more than 20,000 forints or 66 euros. He may be convicted for a maximum of 20 years, considering his 20 years of age.
Martin Schulz, president of the European Parliament, would like to talk over the issue of capital punishment with the Hungarian Prime Minister. Ruling Fidesz would like to discuss the issue in a public debate. An Austrian Social Democrat MEP told the session of the EP on Wednesday morning that Orbán's proposal to raise the issue of capital punishment would fly in the face of European law. Martin Schulz said he would contact the Hungarian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán stands at the disposal of the President of the European Parliament. The cabinet spokesman said in response, the Prime Minister believes that the issue of capital punishment should stay on the agenda and consultations should be made in Europe too. We managed to make contact with László Pavelce, the head of the Hungarian Baptist Aid, who is in Nepal since Monday. They not only brought donations, but also took care about the injured and sick people in the disaster-stricken country.
We've been up in the mountains south from Kathmandu, where we managed to tend to the injured and send some humanitarian help. And if I have to tell the truth, it was very shocking. Blankets, tent cloth. Unfortunately, tents are not available in the country right now. So our brothers went to India, from where they're trying to bring tents by truck or by air.
Hungary signed a five-point action plan to utilize opportunities in bilateral economic cooperation with Belarus. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Péter Szijjártó, said in Minsk that Belarus was playing an important role in the resolution of the Ukraine crisis, and it has taken definite steps towards European integration. Accordingly, it is necessary to increase political and economic cooperation with the country.
The Hungarian Exim Bank and the Belarus Development Bank have jointly set up a $10 million credit line to support the involvement of Hungarian companies in construction projects in Belarus, especially in sports development projects, such as the building of a national stadium for Belarus.
Employment increased and unemployment decreased, according to fresh data released by the Central Statistical Office. Since 2007, the rate of unemployment has now seen the lowest point. The three-month rolling jobless rate stood at 7.8% in January to March. According to analysts, unemployment rate could fall under 7% this year. Raiffeisen Bank is closing down 45 of its branches in Hungary. The bank's chief executive said they are changing strategy, from which he expects the bank to become profitable by next year. The Austrian chief said Raiffeisen is still committed to Hungary and the bank would shift its focus to premium and private banking clients. The company plans to lay off 15% of its workforce, while more employees are welcome at the bank's private banking sector. A unified rail and bus travel system is planned by the Minister of National Development. David Vitézy, ministerial commissioner, said at the opening ceremony of the new bus station in Keszthely that the concept aims to coordinate the transportation of long-distance buses and trains. And passengers will soon be able to buy e-tickets as well for combined journeys throughout the country, he added. David Vitézy emphasized that using European Union funds, the government is spending more than 1,000 billion forints on railway development projects in this decade. The Hungarian government will support hosting thousands of children from Western Ukraine on holidays in Hungary during the summer, autumn and winter seasons this year. The Human Resources Minister said on Wednesday after signing a related agreement. Zoltán Balogh signed a document in Kisvárda, near the Ukrainian border, with representatives of charities and churches from the Transcarpathian region.
1 kilo kenyér ma négyszer annyiba kerül, mint januárba.
Due to the conflict in eastern Ukraine, prices have gone extremely out of control in Transcarpathia. This affects the disadvantaged Hungarian families too. Human Resources Minister Zoltán Balogh said in Kisvárda that in order to mitigate the crisis, the Hungarian government will support at least 3,000 Transcarpathian Hungarian children in their autumn and winter holidays. The children will participate in 7-day camps. It is important that they are going on a vacation with Hungarian kids, so they can jointly take part in programs such as visiting Budapest, which is a unique opportunity for them, said the Human Resources Minister. Families can apply through a tender. For many of them, it would be the first and the last opportunity for vacation in their childhood. The president of the Transcarpathian Hungarian Teachers Association welcomed the idea to involve local children to the holiday program. By signing the agreement, another capillary is being sewn between the torn apart regions. As the minister put it, this is not a one-off opportunity, but a process, said Ildikó Orosz. The government plans to provide similar programs in Hungary for altogether 10,000 children aged between 8 and 15 from the region by the end of the next year.
The Transylvanian Hungarian People's Party wrote to the president of Romania, Klaus Iohannis, informing him about the abuse of bilingual street signs and on the infringement on Hungarian minority rights. The party complained that the policy of Marosvásárhely repeatedly undermines the right to free assembly. Posted street signs were recently removed by the police and the fine was levied on the organization. In Marosvásárhely, the proportion of Hungarians and Romanians is roughly the same. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.